CSW Mobile.
For CEF Mobile.
Andrew, did you make any good contacts or check into the net?
Anything on the net, I mean, it was to the point to where I wasn't sure if I heard voices or not. I listened for about 5 or 10 minutes and then I gave it up. I'll be able to make some contact.
We're going to get between 3 and 5 inches of rain. And UHF, VHF doesn't do very good in the rain, right?
So I really don't know for sure, but we'll give it a shot. Either I won't hear nothing or I will, and then I'll jump on HF.
Buddy Eve, right?
Plans, or she got to work this weekend?
Yeah, she's working all weekend.
Been dragging out of bed all week, and I feel like I've been getting to bed earlier, but because the wife and kids have started school back, so they're not staying up as late. But I still want to stay in bed.
Good chance last night to go to bed early, right?
Maybe right at 10, maybe a little bit after that, 10:30.
JCA.
KO4 CEF.
Good morning, Richard. KN4 TFW.
Good morning there, Kid. Did Patrick make it up here too, or no?
No, he's probably in the black hole right now.
Yeah, this morning.
Yep, I'm just laying here. He texted last night, and I couldn't remember. I was just so beat yesterday. They delivered my hospital bed yesterday, so I was sitting up longer than I was supposed to. And they cut it all together, and they were missing two parts. They were missing a cotter key pin and something else, so they're coming back Friday. But at least I'm able to stretch back out of the bed, JCA.
Rest now.
That's what I said, but they opened the box, and they opened it up yesterday in the grass, and it started raining, so I'm just thinking the parts fell out, and they just were in a hurry, you know, to get it inside here, but, what can I say? It's typical VA, through JCA. Morning. She's up. Yeah, the bed makes so much noise, it's actually noisier than the previous one that I had. You hear the motors grind and stuff like that, so the other one was nicer, but this is ridiculous. So, but yeah, she said good morning, guys.
KN4 TFW. Somebody's agenda this morning.
Agenda's called work.
My agenda, I'm going to see if my pretty little bride, Sally, over here will make me some coffee this morning.
Yep, pot this morning.
Coffee is just sitting in the cup, just stewing, waiting on me.
Drew, I wasn't sure if I was talking to you guys yesterday or if it was Patrick and I, but sometime in October, when it's a little bit cooler weather, I was thinking about having a few guys over, maybe in the backyard, and pull out the grill or something. We could sit around and rag chew there and cook some stuff on the grill and kind of sit outside and check out a fire pit that I've been dying to start. My daughter built me a fire pit about a year and a half ago for Father's Day, and I've yet had to use it.
For HKX. Good morning, gentlemen.
KO4 CEF.
Good morning, Patrick. KM4 TFW. And that sounds good, Richard.
Patrick, sorry I missed your call last night. I was just exhausted from sitting around waiting for them to get my bed together. And Sally said, hi, Patrick. KA3JCA.
Good morning, Miss Sally. And no problem, Richard. I was just thinking I was supposed to get you some information, and I couldn't remember what it was.
the same thing. I know we talked about something that I asked. I honestly just forgot or whatever because I had to sit up so long yesterday. It was just, it'll probably come to me today and I'll ask for it again. The new code plug?
Hold on a minute, I'm getting to a bad spot.
On the single sideband net last night? I didn't hear anything. I listened for about 5 or 10 minutes. I kind of moved the beam around a little bit, left and right, just a few degrees, but it just, I couldn't hear anything. At some point in time, I thought I could hear voices, but I didn't know if those were in my head or on the radio.
Probably install that code plug this weekend tonight if it isn't raining or hasn't been raining when I get home. I really need to cut some grass because I'll definitely won't be able to do it this weekend, and if I don't do it by this weekend, I'll be bush hogging then.
You have the entire North Carolina and South Carolina PRN systems in there, and like I said, I was able to pick up Hendersonville and Gastonia from the house.
See if I can get the Hendersonville one or the Gastonia one from here. It's possible, I guess.
I have that code plug for my radio, do you?
That's what I needed from you yesterday. I need you to send me your, read your radio that you have. Read the radio. Name the code plug with, like, today's date or whatever day you actually read it. Send that to me, and then I got to remember, you had version 126, correct?
That is correct. Sleep?
Good. Still here, KN4TFW.
He's still here. Did you hear what I asked, Patrick?
Yes, to read the radio and send it to you, and I'll try to get that to you this afternoon.
All right, and just remind me when you sent it to me what version again it was of your radio. I think it's 126.
You are correct.
Sir? Oh, Ashley just brought me a few eggs real quick. I'm going to eat that real quick and drink a glass of milk, and I'll be right back. K3JCA.
Good morning, Ashley.
No rush, Richard. I'll be around for a little bit.
To JKT Mobile, good morning.
Good, Eric, KN4TFW.
Good morning, KO4HKX.
KO4CEF. Hope there won't be a test because I don't remember any of those. But yeah, good morning, guys. This is Eric. It's W2JKT. Headed down 85 on the way to work this morning. How are you, gentlemen, this morning?
KO4HKX. Nice to meet you, Eric. Doing good. Just trying to get down the mountain and get to work.
KN4TFW. Talked to you yesterday morning. About 2 miles from getting on 85.
This is Andrew, KO4CEF, one of the other morning guys, so nice to hear you on the repeater. Patrick, Ken, and Andrew, I'm terrible with names, and I'll probably have to ask for a reminder here and there, especially with call signs, but yeah, good morning. I used to get on this repeater a lot in the morning, and now that I have a longer commute, I figured I would just jump back in. I used to live in Seneca, but I just recently moved up to Shelby, North Carolina, and now I commute down to all the way to exit 27, so I got about an hour and 15 minute ride every morning, and I figured a great way to pass the time is to talk to folks on the radio, so here I am. Hope you guys are having a good morning so far.
Patrick, KO4HKX. You got about the same drive I do. I come out of Brevard all the way down to Greenville every day. In the tool truck, so I'm around.
Paul, too, yeah, that's Yeah, it's a big drive, especially in a big vehicle. I tow a camper sometimes, and I know that the bigger the vehicle gets, the harder those drives get. But yeah, that's a respectable distance. Yeah, I moved up to Shelby. My YL lives there with her kids, and we decided we're gonna take things to the next level. And yeah, so I just bought a house up there and trying my new commute. I only go to the office 3 days a week, so it's really not too bad. From Seneca, it was like 45 minutes, and now it's, you know, an hour and 15. So I'm really not adding too much. We're just gonna see how it goes.
You're talking to you on the radio, sure helps pass the time. That hour goes a lot quicker than you think it does.
The truth. So which tool truck do you drive? Is it the M brand or the F brand?
The M brand. I drive, I own a Matco tool franchise.
Yeah, I also happen to work for a tool company down there at Exit 27. I'm in the engineering department. I lead a small team there developing motor controllers. So, yeah, we do power tools and other kind of things. So, yeah, it's just same industry. So, yeah, it's fun stuff. I like it so far.
The M brand, the red one?
That one is definitely still up in Milwaukee. They are a separate company within our business. I do the green and the orange and the blue and white ones. I'm curious, Patrick, what sort of power tools do you carry on your truck?
Our own brands, the Matco brand. But I carry the red one also, and pretty much I'll try to get whatever anybody's looking for. I have access to a lot of different things other than just through Matco itself.
Yeah, I didn't know you could get pretty much anything, but yeah, I think our most of our brands that we do out of Anderson are exclusive to one retailer or another, but I know we'll do the red ones through just about anybody who's willing to sell them, because, you know, it's a very, you know, very high-end tool, so we definitely want those getting out there. But yeah, no, that's cool. I'm glad you have our stuff. Thanks for the little bit of job security there.
Up. It is morning meeting day. Just got on 85 headed northbound right there where that big die spill was.
I was on the road the other day on my way home. It was 85 south was stopped completely. They had it completely blocked. And it was backed up for at least a couple of miles before they were making everybody get off at, I forget what exit it was. They were forcing everybody to get off. But, yeah, that was a mess.
Right at the beginning.
Eric, I did. I was just asking if it was still a big mess out there on the highway.
Well, they see it. It's going to be there for a long time. The whole road is like a fuchsia color.
Pulled over onto the northbound side too. At least the blue dye did. When I drove home yesterday, there was quite a bit of blue dye still on 85 north. So it's going to be there for a while, I think.
It's in the parts of the highway that's not driven on all the time.
It's all over the whole highway, all three lanes, about 100 yards.
I just drove past, I think I just crossed the blue dye. Nah, it can't be. I'm all the way up here at 69. I wonder if there was something else that happened up here.
West each other, I'm coming up on the 70.
This far north? I didn't think it was this far, but I definitely just drove across about 150 yards of blue up here at exit 66. Down toward toward my plant, but yeah, no, I just crossed over the dye.
Stuff don't, when it gets wet, start coming back up, man, you'll have a bunch of messed up cars.
Food dye, so food dye should not stick to anything. It's water soluble, so it should just wash right off.
It'll be rough running blue and red when it does rain again.
Red eye.
Red eye, okay. I don't know about that then. I don't know what that stuff is made of.
TFW, did we lose Richard?
Yeah, I remember Richard was going to eat breakfast. He'd come back later.
Give me that call sign one more time phonetically.
So Whiskey 2, Juliet Kilo Tango. That I need to get on the ULS and update my address. I have not done that since I closed on the new house.
I mean, go through that logging on and to there and to the FCC and setting up my email. They require you now to have an email attached to your profile there. And man, what a catastrophe that was.
You know, one of my dying wishes is to be convinced that the FCC knows what it's doing, but I'm not going to hold my breath.
That'd be a negative on that.
Yeah, any branch of government.
In there?
Richard KA3JCA.
KO4HKX.
Welcome back, KN4TFW.
Check here, W2JKT.
Again, my name is Richard, and my call is Kilo Alpha 3, Juliet Charlie Alpha, just a crazy animal. Ken, you're almost to work now, aren't you?
Yeah, hang on just a minute. I am 5 miles out from getting off the interstate, so I'm here about another 10.
Your free call from, just curious.
Eric, I spent quite a few years, over 20 years up at Delaware. I was in the Air Force at Dover Air Force Base and worked for the City Police Department for 12. So Air Force was 8 years and the Police Department was 12 years, and that's where I got my call sign from.
I lived in southeastern PA, namely outside Philadelphia, for about 10 years. So I knew a lot of three calls up there. I'm originally from upstate New York, so that's where my two call comes from. So I was just curious.
I have a brother that lives up in Plattsburgh.
Sorry, that's right up near the border. But no, I'm from New Paltz, which is about an hour and a half north of New York City.
City in Albany. Okay, how's it? I think that's about right.
Yeah, my two stepsons were born in Poughkeepsie. Where is he?
I actually lived in New York City for a while when I was really little, but then we moved upstate to New Paltz, and so that's where I remember everything. And great little town, you know, up in the middle of nowhere, and it got busy with the college and everything, and after 9/11 especially. I mean, I've been gone since 92. I've left to go to college, but yeah, New Paltz is a cool little town. Poughkeepsie was nice too. The whole, you know, Ulster, Dutchess County area, just lots of outdoorsy things to do up there, and a good time to be had.
When have you had your license?
I got my novice ticket in 1987, so that would be 35 years.
Pretty good while. You didn't sound like you were quite that old.
When I got my ticket, I'm 47 now, so I like to think I'm not that old, but sometimes people tell me otherwise. Especially my YL's kids, they're always making fun of me for being quite a bit older than their mom. Their mom is 35 and I'm 47, so they give me a hard time sometimes.
47, that's the same age I am, so we're good.
Man, you guys make me feel old. My oldest son's 40, just turned 46.
3 here in December.
3 in February.
Eric? I'm the 16th.
Hey, question. When's the last time you logged on the FCC website? Because if it was prior to July, you're going to have to go through that fiasco that we had to take Ken through the other day when he logged back in. You basically have to go into ULS and re-register an account with your email address, make sure it's available, blah, blah, blah. Then once you get that done, you have to associate your FRN number with your account. And then once you can get all that done, then you can go to the edit page to edit your address and stuff like that.
I don't remember having to do any of that recently. I did go in and get my GMRS license a few months ago, but it might have been before July. I just can't remember.
You got your GMRS license. Yeah, I got mine. Mine's Whiskey Romeo Uniform Hotel 380.
I don't remember what my GMRS call sign is, to be honest, but I got it, so I can, do something with the kids that, they've got their FRS radios, but, I got the GMRS, and we have a few radios to play with. Her elder son is 13, and he's actually interested in getting his ham ticket, so I figured it would be a good thing to get, but, I haven't gone through any fiascos with FCC. I may have already had an email in there. I'm not really sure. I just have to try to log in when I get to the office here and check.
Richard, I think I'm going to have to go do that fiasco because I can't remember if I logged in before that time period or not. I know it's real close.
It's terrible. Man, it was, I just can't believe how bad it was.
I will tell you, it wouldn't let poor Ken in. Him and I finally talked, and I finally got his information, and I was able to try different back doors and stuff like that, and I was finally able to get him registered correctly so that now he can get in himself.
Typical government process.
Permit Pennsylvania, LOL.
Carry permit?
Process, just try to get a carry permit in Pennsylvania, or any other state for that matter. They make it, it's hard in some places.
You first got my permit in Delaware, they wanted you to give them a reason why you wanted to carry, and it was finally overturned by a judge in the state that they couldn't ask that question. You just had to qualify, and the fee wasn't very expensive. In Florida, I never renewed it in Florida because Florida, they wanted an arm and a leg for your permit, and when I got here to South Carolina, I filled out my paperwork, and because I'm a military vet, disabled and retired, I didn't have to pay any fee. My wife and my daughter took the class, so we all three got licensed to do that. So we all carry, and then we're also all three notaries.
My carry permit also, and mine's in North Carolina. It wasn't too bad, but it's a little bit of a pain in the tail.
Pretty easy, Susan and I took the test and that. It was really good. A lot of fun. The guy was really good.
Thanks, North Carolina and South Carolina have that reciprocal agreement. My friend Brian has a ham, KM4JWP. He actually just moved up to Rutherfordton, and he's in the process of getting his switched over, and all he has to do is go in and turn the his South Carolina permit in and get a letter and go up there to North Carolina, and they'll reissue the North Carolina one.
On North and South Carolina, actually North Carolina is accepted pretty much on every state on the East Coast.
That process for going from South Carolina to North Carolina, because I'm about to do the same thing. I'm going to have to turn in my South Carolina permit, but I would like to get a North Carolina permit at my new place. So, how does that work?
That when he contacted them, you have to contact, I think it's SLED. If not, I can always check with Brian again to make sure. But basically, whoever issues the CWP, you just contact them and tell them that you're moving to North Carolina and that you want to turn in this one and get a letter so that when you go to North Carolina, it's easier to get.
In the parking lot, so I'm going to say 7-3. Really enjoyed it. It was an awesome morning this morning. And good morning, Chandler. I heard you in the background. KN4TFW.
And have a great day, KO4HKX.
7310 KA3JCA.
Here, JKT.
Ask you, and then Chandler, I'll let you pick it up. Sorry, buddy, I didn't hear you in the background there. I was previously talking, but hey, Eric, if you're not into DMR yet, you'll have to get with us. So Patrick and Ken and Andrew and myself and Chandler, we're into DMR right now, and South Carolina has several SC Heart DMR repeaters, and North Carolina had 32 of them, but I did the code plugs for the Anytone 878 and so forth. So I'll Chandler, go ahead and pick it up. KA3JCA in the group.
So, good morning, everybody. It's KA4JWC. let me just say this morning so maybe things can start off fresh and new and nice. Just going to be honest, I'm coming off of a really rough season, so if I appear a little down, that's why. What you guys been up to? We got us a new station in there this morning on the round table, and I just wanted to hear about Harriet and meet you. What's your name?
My name is Eric here, and the call is Whiskey 2, Juliet Kilo Tango. I think I heard your name was Chandler. Is that right?
Nice to meet you guys. Glad to hear you this morning. It's always a pleasure to have somebody new join our round table.
Thank you. I've been enjoying it. I jumped in yesterday, and today I'm on my new commute using the radio to pass a little time and meet some folks and have some good conversation, and you guys are definitely doing that. So, yeah, definitely enjoying it. And looking forward to being a part of this. So, yeah, I feel welcomed, and I appreciate it. Thank you.
No problem, sir. Not a problem. You're always welcome to talk on the 610 Theta. Anytime you want to.
I'm going to have to say 7-3s. I'm pulling into my first stop here. So I got to get everything opened up, ready to go for today. Hey, been a pleasure talking to you this morning. Richard, I'll talk to you and Chandler on down the log. And Eric, hope to talk to you too. KO4HKX, and I'll be clear. 7-3.
7-3-KA3JCA.
Thank you, JKT.
3-4-WWC. Thought I would just talk to you.
DMR comment. I actually do not have a DMR radio and have not, but, we do have. Okay, so I'm the trustee for the Clemson College Club, and we have four repeaters on Burns Hall. Well, I had three now because I took my D-Star repeater when I moved. I had a D-Star repeater up on top of one of the residence halls at Clemson University for a while. But one of the guys in the club runs one of the SC Heart DMR repeaters on Clemson's campus. I never had the opportunity to grab a radio and get into it. I'm more of a D-Star guy, but one of these days I'll probably pick up one and give it a try.
I finally broke down. I mean, I know you're new to the area, but I'm disabled. I'm pretty much confined to bed and on oxygen all the time. I'm an extra class. I've been licensed since 79-80 time frame. And I used to be very active, and then my health kind of prevented a lot of this stuff from happening. Sorry about that. But so I wanted to be able to get out and talk to people in the, like I did on HF without having to mess with antennas. So I have an Anytone 878 and an Anytone 578 mobile, and I use a little SkyBridge hotspot. And the other two guys have the, well, I should say Ken has a 878, and then Patrick has an 878 with a hotspot, and then Chandler has an 878 with a hotspot also. So we can get on there and talk to other countries and states seamlessly, like kind of like you do with D-Star and on the reflectors. They call them talk groups.
It's almost like HF2, but it's not as noisy.
KO4 WWG for IG,
KA3JCA,
and
WK4TTD.
Did I, Eric? Traffic here to deal with.
KA3JCA.
It's ground to a halt here real quick at exit 40, so I had to pay attention and get myself stopped with everyone else. Lots of blue lights up here. I don't know if it's a wreck or construction or what, but it could be anything, knowing 85.
There's an app that you can download. It's called SCDOT 511. So SCDOT 511, and you'll be able to bring up the actual cameras along 85, and you can see where the traffic is coming to a halt.
Check that out. I use Google Maps to get to work every morning, and it'll show me where the slowdowns are, but it'll tell you why if somebody reports it. But this looks like it's reported as construction, so I can see the end of it. I just have to get past all the blue lights up here.
Eric, I'm going to let you pick it up with Chandler. I'm having a little trouble breathing this morning. I got to get back to my oxygen. We're on here in the morning when the guys get on. Kind of help talk to them and kill the time on the way to work. And then we're also on in the afternoon about 4:30 or so when everybody starts heading home. So, Eric, it was a pleasure talking to you. And Chandler, I'll get up with you later. And so forth, and we'll chat maybe on DMR KA3JCA.
Harry, wish you all the best health there this morning. Hopefully that'll take care of your breathing real quick once you get back on that oxygen. But have a great day. If I'm around at 4:30, maybe I'll jump on. I'm usually home by then, but we'll see. Have a great day. This is W2JKT. 73
Richard,
KO4 WWG,
if you don't mind, maybe in about 30 minutes, it says go ahead and give me a phone call. I've got something I want to tell you about. But anyway, have some good rest, get some good rest, and we'll talk to you on down the road. 73.
Are you and me, Chandler?
There it is.
Sir?
Right now I live in Easley. But we'll see how long that lasts.
Siri in the background giving you some directions.
It's actually Google Maps, but yeah, you're correct. I'm getting directions to the Traveler's Rest Big Energy Operator Outward Control. Yeah, I'm sorry, my finger's slipping off the PPT button. Outward traffic control, and we go different places around the area.
Continue on Old Hunts Bridge Road for half a mile.
And we flag companies like Duke Energy, Miller Pipeline, Piedmont Natural Gas, Sumter Utilities, Lee Electric, Pike, all of those guys.
Nice outdoor job. That's not a good time of year, especially right now. It's supposed to be pretty nice here for the next couple months as we get into fall. I'm definitely a big fan of seasons. I love the summer, but after a couple of months of heat and humidity, it's nice to get a break in the fall, right?
I'm gonna be honest. I do have disabilities. And one of my parts of my disabilities is that my hands aren't exactly formed like yours and Richard's are. So my main worry is being able to keep and obtain my job in the wintertime because of the wintertime weather and how it would affect my hands. I'm really hoping that I can make it good, somewhere good in this job. Even if I end up going somewhere else, I at least will be here for at least 2 or 3 years, and then maybe move into something like Sumter Utilities. To me, and I'm not saying this is a bad job to have, but I think it's more like an opportunity job. So you're getting the work and fire for all these different utility companies. and I'm going to be honest, but they let the repeater drop. When you're out on the road together, it doesn't matter if you're with the same crew every day or not, you tend to start growing a bond, because there's points in which, you know, your life is going to be put in danger due to somebody driving like a complete and total jerk. So we end up learning about different job opportunities in these companies just because these guys like us so much for being there. Even if somebody does run into the zone, we do try and stop them and keep them safe. So that should tell you a lot.
Understandable. It is kind of a dangerous job, but you do meet a lot of people, and you know there's nothing wrong with looking at other opportunities and seeing what life has to offer you. So, I don't think anybody wants to stand in the road for the rest of their lives. You know, if you meet some folks that are in the utilities and find a better opportunity that way, more power to you. I think that's a great thing.
Roger. Thank you, sir. Can I ask, if you don't mind, what do you do for a living? Hold on.
AKT standing by.
I'm sorry, I got a job text. I need to pull over somewhere and attend to that real quick.
Yeah, I was just answering your question. I am an engineer. I work for a power tool company down here off of Exit 27 in a minute. I manage a small team of electrical engineers that design electronics for power tools. So it's a fun job. I've been at the company for four and a half years now. Really enjoying it so far. So it's a fun deal, and we get to a lot of cool things.
JCA's back. Oh, it's good to breathe again.
God bless you, Richard. Welcome back. Glad you're here.
Hey, are you going to put your D-Star repeater up in North Carolina or in this area or where?
I might see if I can find a good location for it around Shelby, though Shelby already has a D-Star repeater. So I may look for another location where D-Star coverage could use a little help. I actually wouldn't mind approaching Brar's and seeing if they want to put it up on their tower, because, that would be pretty awesome to have a D-Star repeater up on Caesar's Head. But I need to get finished with my move first and then, maybe reach out. I know a couple of people there, I think. I'd be happy to let them just have it if they wanted to put it up there on Caesar's Head or something.
Okay. What is D-Star? I'm confused.
Network for voice. Over ham radio. It was designed in Japan many, many, many years ago. But it offers a lot of the same things that you find with like DMR or Fusion, basically voice networks and roaming and things like that. They have, the equivalent of a talk group. They call it a reflector. It's basically very similar, except, it's more tailored to the specific needs of amateur radio. DMR is kind of a generic commercial standard, but the D-Star standard and the D-Star network were designed by hams for hams, and you can do a lot of cool stuff with it that you can't do with some of the other networks. So it's just another digital voice standard, really, with a network underneath it.
Roger. Thank you very much.
Well, hey, Eric. Eric. I'm sorry. Getting my names confused here. That's right. I know that Patrick and Ken and Andrew and Chandler and myself were trying to push stuff for DMR, and it's going to cost about $3,000 for the DMR repeater and stuff. But talk to somebody that I guess was either formerly on the repeater committee or still has access to the repeater committee, and he said that he thought the club would be open for a spot on Paris Mountain because they have internet there where they don't have that on I guess Caesar's head.
Either way would be fine. And like I said, I just wanted to go to some good use, and I'm not sure that Shelby needs another D-Star repeater. So, you know, I've got the 70-centimeter module and the control module and, you know, the PC that goes with it. You know, the PC went down at some point before I took the repeater out of service, and I need to see if the software is still on it and working. But, yeah, I need to reach out and see if they want it because, you know, I just wanted to go to some good use.
Into my computer right now, I wanted to check and see if there's any D-Star here in Greenville.
That is no. Hello, this is WTJKT. I have arrived at exit 27, so I'm going to jump off here and you know, get myself into work and get my day going. So it was great talking to you guys this morning. I can't wait to do it again on my next commute. So you guys have a great day and an excellent weekend. I'm working at home tomorrow, so I won't be on the commute. Can't hit this repeater from my house in Shelby yet, so probably be next week before I talk to you guys again. But I just want to say how much I enjoyed it and looking forward to you know, being a regular part of this morning discussion. So you guys have a great day, Best 73, and we'll talk to you again soon. This is W2JKT.
73. Yeah, get into DMR, because then if you're in Shelby, you can either hit Hendersonville or Gastonia, DMR PRN network, and then we can all get on DMR. But no, yeah, I just checked, and there's nothing for a D-Star here in Greenville. So, all right, Chandler, go ahead and pick it up and say goodbye to Eric there, and we'll catch you on the commute home, sir.
WGKT, 73 from KOWWZ, and I look forward to talking to you again soon, if I can. 73 now, and Richard, you can give me a text or a call or something. I want to tell you about something that happened yesterday.
83JCA.